playing this year, and I think for me, my approach is whenever that happens, I need to be ready, and just continuing to get better every day. I mean, my strategy, my mindset really hasn't changed much throughout this year, except stay on top of my stuff and make sure I'm ready. And you never really know, so hockey league, so you never know when to be blessed in that.
Is it any more painful when you're going up against Blake and then next week it'll be Derek?
No. I mean, I'm happy for those guys. They're obviously getting a chance to come in early and contribute to their teams, and that's their situation they're in. That could have been my situation here. So far, that's not the case. And I know Coach Patton was always talking about the next man up, and we've had to have a lot of that going on in other positions. But that counts for my position as well, so I need to make sure I'm ready to go. And really, that's those guys' situation, and this is mine.
How much have you learned from Brian, and how much of a mentor maybe he's not tried to be to you, but how, you know, have you maybe just kind of watched him in that type of a relationship, a mentoring type relationship?
Sure, yeah. I think just watching Brian go through his daily routine, just go through everything he does on just a daily basis, from watching him get the first reps of individual stuff we're getting out here and watching him and doing that, I mean, that's what I'm supposed to be doing right now. And I think he's playing very, very well, and he does everything the right way. So for me to get a chance to sit back and watch this for as long as whatever this may be, I think it's beneficial.
How much did you use your...
You know, I think our focus this week is obviously this next game and continuing to try and keep this winning streak going for us a little bit. So I think all that stuff will really play itself out, but that's not something that's really been on my mind.
Johnny, Colin and all with Blake Bortles is doing down there in Jacksonville?
I haven't got a chance much. I know that he's started really, I guess, the past couple weeks now maybe, and we being up here, I don't think we get a chance to really see any of their games really. But I really haven't got to see much. I've seen some stats here and there, but not a whole lot.
How much did you use your legs this week in practice, knowing that Blake can run a little bit? Maybe they want to simulate some of that.
Yeah, it was probably a little bit more last week with Ben, kind of just getting out of their pocket, trying to simulate extending those plays a little bit more. But definitely, you can tell in Jacksonville's offense that there's some stuff that they put in for Blake to utilize his mobility and try and make the most of that. So. Try to give them a good look at doing that this week as well.
Jenny, it's A&M at Alabama. What was it like going up against Saban for the first time? Was that kind of your arrival 2 years ago?
It was almost like I was thinking about it today. I know somehow through an A&M Instagram or something, some videos of that game came out. We kind of stumbled across them the other day. And looking back at that day now, it's really such a blur, but it's the day that changed my life forever. I know going into that game, what my level of stardom was, very, very small, still gaining a little bit of national attention. And then after that game, coming out of the locker room to the buses was really one of the craziest experiences that I've ever really dealt with. And then from then on, I mean, we finished out the year on a winning streak and got a chance to go to Cotton Bowl and win that game as well. So that really turned the page for my whole life.
Speaking of Instagram, I marvel sometimes at the things people write to you. Mm-hmm. Do you ever read the comments or the benches?
I can't do it. Absolutely.
Why is it?
I feel a lot more confident and a lot more comfortable.
Why is that? Just
with the time. I mean, I felt and I remembered from the past of getting into a new system, just getting around these guys, the whole process of being under center a lot more, everything that's involved in this offense just wasn't anything that I was asked to do really at A&M. So I knew it would take me some time, and now going through these game plans and getting some of the same ideas spilling over into the next week, and then it kind of we have our certain game plan stuff throughout the week, so I feel like I can study that. I'm a lot more honed in on that, and it just makes me a lot more comfortable.
Brian said that report that he wouldn't want to be here, he wouldn't want to sign your long-term if you were here, was inaccurate. Did you have a reaction to it, and did Brian come up to you and say, hey, that was never
No, I think Brian didn't even really need to come up to me, because, I mean, I don't think, obviously he dismissed that, and then between me and him in our room, I don't think we ever even thought that had a even slightest piece of legitimacy behind it. So between me and him, everything's been fun. I think it's hard to sit here right now and kind of guess how things are going to play in the future, but every quarterback that's coming to the league has had a different circumstance. You look at Rodgers sitting for those years. You look at, like, this year getting thrown into 5 games. You look at Teddy getting thrown into 3 games. It changes everywhere. And some you look at David Carr, starts the year off. So I think it's all about how you handle it when you're not on the field and continuing to try and better yourself even when it's really hard. I mean, like we talked about the past couple of weeks, making sure you're on top of yourself and really hard on yourself, continuing to make sure that you're ready to go. So I think how you prepare with a time that you're not on the field and your numbers not being called is really what sets you apart.
All right, thanks, guys. Appreciate it.